we got over top of the hill, I caught a glimpse of a machine gun firing where the enemy was set up on that ridge, and I called for the 57 recoilless rifle. And as the 57 gunner came up, and he knelt down alongside of me, and I started pointing to where that machine gun burst was, and I felt a sting and a burn on my right thigh, and I put my hand down and blood was squirting out, and I says, "I've been hit." And he says, "Can you move?" I says, "Yeah." I says, "I think I can walk." And he squeezed off on that machine gun. I don't know if he hit it or not, because I had turned and started to work my way back to the company on the bottom of the hill. And before I broke down over the ridge to go down, one of the enemy was still alive, I guess. He popped up and he had a burp gun, Russian machine gun. And he cut down on me and he hit me in two places in the right or left leg and one in the right leg. And I flopped in a hole that was there and I still had a grenade in my hand. And I could see him clear and I pulled the pin, let the clip fly, and I counted to six. And I remember pitching the grenade up in the air and watching him as he was looking at it. It came down close enough and hit him. But then I couldn't move out of the hole. I was trapped there. And two of the guys from the outfit were moving around, and I yelled to them, "I've been hit in the legs and I can't move." And everybody used to call me Polak because I was Polish. And these two gentlemen, the real heroes, picked me up and by the armpits and drug me off the hill. And as they were taking me down, I could hear a couple of the other people saying, "The Polak's been hit." They put me in a Bell helicopter on the struts. I don't remember being in a hospital in Seoul. Next part that I remember, I was on a plane going to Osaka Army General Hospital. We landed and on the airstrip was a bunch of ladies from the USO giving out coffee, pop, or whatever the guys wanted, beer. And I remember one of the gals coming up to me and she says, "Can I get you anything, son?" And I says, "I would love ice cold milk." I hadn't had any milk all the months I was in Korea. And she brought me real cold milk and I thanked her. And then they put me in the hospital and I remember the doctor was talking to me for a while and he says, "We're gonna send you back to the States. They'll take your leg off there." He says, "We won't take it off here." Thanks be to God that doctor in the States said, "We're gonna give you time on that leg, see what happens." But they saved the leg and I thanked the Lord for that. While I was in the hospital, they told me I had to go see a general from the Army, and they told me I was awarded the Silver Star and Purple Heart. And I told him I didn't deserve it. The guys that left Underhill deserved it.